Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Time.
And I'm Bonnie North. General Motors' entry into the zero-emissions vehicle landscape started more than 20 years ago with its EV1 project. The effort was, by most accounts, successful. But the vehicles were all leased, and when the leases ran out, they were all returned to Chevrolet and unceremoniously destroyed.
More recently, though, Chevrolet has gotten more positive publicity with its latest low-emissions vehicles, the Volt, the Spark Electric, and now the zero-emissions Bolt with a B. 2017 was the first consumer model year for the Bolt, and it has attracted attention in dealerships and the Chicago Auto Show, where Lake Effect Automotive contributor Dan Harmon caught up with Todd Bruder, the lead development engineer for Chevy's Bolt project.
Bruder explained that while the technology has evolved since the EV1 days, the company's current efforts build on that earlier work.
Having the people around that have gone through some of the earlier phases of electrification has been helpful.
What I find particularly notable, if not impressive, is that most EV cars right now are in that 80-ish mile range, where the Bolt almost quadruples that. So I'm very curious as to why Chevrolet is able to do that, and or has made the commitment to do it, mm-hmm. where other companies that have had electric cars out there longer have not done that.
Yeah. So early on in the Bolt, we had looked at and spoke to a number of current EV owners and then EV intenders, people that wanted to get into an EV, and tried to understand what was it that was keeping them from getting into an EV vehicle, and what would they look for, and what would push them over the edge to buy an EV vehicle. And, you know, those things, it boiled down to essentially, usability of the vehicle as far as interior space and efficiency of space. Price, they wanted below $30,000. They wanted range. We found that the most of the EV intenders, that if you got above 200 miles range, that would push them over. That would start to get them to think hard about an electric vehicle. And then performance, they wanted it to be able to drive it like a normal vehicle, have decent pickup, and be able to drive highway speeds and such. So those areas are what we focused on from the get-go with the Bolt EV. And so all of that hinged around the what size pack we wanted to use, battery pack we wanted to use, how we wanted to integrate it into the vehicle, and then pushing the limits or pushing the energy of the cells themselves to try to get there. We had a goal of a minimum of 200 miles when we started this. That was the range we knew would start to get people interested in moving from a non-EV vehicle into an EV vehicle. So as we built the started designing the vehicle, right, we went with a 60 kilowatt hour pack, which is a fairly large pack compared to some of the EV vehicles that were out there at the time, and keeping it below that that entry point of $30,000. We took that pack and integrated it into the lower structure of the body. By making it part of the floor pan, it did a couple things, right? It improved that interior space. That was one of the things they wanted the vehicle to be usable, right? So we had lots of good interior space in the vehicle by making the pack part of the floor pan. It became part of the structure, and so we were able to design the body itself with combinations of aluminum and high-strength steels, and then the pack as part of the structure itself. We were able to have a body in white that also allowed for, large openings and low step-over heights for efficiency into the vehicle, but also we had to manage the mass of the vehicle to get that range. That range is not just battery itself, right? You have to concentrate on the aerodynamics, the rolling resistance of the tires, the mass. A lot of the other say non-traditional EV parts of the vehicle, you have to concentrate on those as well in order to get that target range. So you have to start with a good energy source, so that 60 kilowatt hour pack. Have an efficient motor, and then design the vehicle to optimize that and to be able to get over that 200 mile range. And we got that 238, which we were all ecstatic about. We blew our target out of the water as far as that's concerned.
And this is not Chevrolet's only car that has some form of electrification, if you will. The Volt certainly does, and where I live, there's the Spark EV. Thank you. So I'm wondering, maybe this is a little more esoteric question, but is it easier, and I'm air quoting easier here, to design an electric car from scratch rather than going like the Spark EV, just turning that into an electric car? Because as you mentioned, there are other factors involved.
I don't know if it's easier. I'm sure some aspects are probably easier because you get to start with a clean slate. Others maybe not so much because you do have to do everything from the ground up. By starting with a clean slate, which we knew, early on decided that that's what we needed to do in order to, you know, meet these, that four criteria that we felt that was going to excite the customers and get the customers pushed over the edge. You know, starting with that clean slate, it allowed us to get that. So if we had used an existing architecture, some of those things would have been difficult to reach. We may have been limited on what we could have gotten with Aero. We may have been limited on where we could have gone with some of the mass improvements. So as far as the Bolt EV's success, a lot of it does hinge on starting with a clean slate.
And I've driven quite a few electric cars. Some of them are, I'm interested in the differences in the way the interface with the driver happens. Like if it's the Golf electric, it's very simple. There's nothing about it, except for a few visual styling cues on the exterior that let you know that it's an electric car. So Volkswagen made the decision to just keep it, essentially just convert a car that's already existed. And then other cars are a little more, I'll use the word dazzling, if you will, because they want you to know it's electric. So I'm wondering what kind of either conversations or planning was involved in the Bolt's interface, the way that it presents itself, and the way that the technology interacts with the driver.
Yeah, the Bolt EV, if you look at it, in my opinion, it sort of straddles that, right? It has features that it can excite an electric vehicle enthusiast, but also it's not so niche to scare away someone new to a electric vehicle, and that was purposeful. We did a lot of things, even with the way the vehicle drives, to make it drive and feel as comfortable as possible to someone who's new to the electric vehicle space, but also have features in there that would excite an electric vehicle enthusiast. In particular, I want to talk about the selections we have for drive modes. We have a normal drive mode, which is what we call D or drive, and with our electronic range selector. And the way we calibrated that is for it to drive like a conventional vehicle. So when you lift your foot off the accelerator pedal, the vehicle will coast like a traditional vehicle. We do capture energy back into the battery when you're coasting in drive. But if you're in that mode, someone new to the EV space coming from a conventional vehicle would find that the vehicle's not that different. And, maybe try to alleviate some of the apprehension they may have had in getting into an electric vehicle. But yet we have our one pedal driving, which is something that I think is a great feature of this vehicle, and our engineers that designed that did a great job. The one pedal driving, if you move the selector into low, you can now drive, we increase our regen, and you can drive just using the accelerator pedal and just modulating your speed with the accelerator pedal, and you don't need to go over and put your foot on the brake unless there's an emergency situation. But you can drive around town all day with just modulating your speed with the accelerator pedal, recapturing all that energy as you come to a stop, and it'll hold the vehicle. It'll cancel creep torque, so the vehicle will hold in place. With you take your foot off the accelerator pedal, it'll hold up to certain grades. So if you're in a city, stop and go traffic, or just driving to work on back roads, you'll find that the one pedal driving is really convenient and is truly fun to drive. And you know that you're recapturing as much of that energy as you can as you're driving. So, by providing both some features that an electric vehicle owner can get excited about, but yet not going so far, you know, niche with electric vehicles. You know, we make it a vehicle that a non-EV person, you know, can get into and feel comfortable.
As the lead development engineer, I'm very curious as to what your parameters were when you came on board. Like, because you're obviously very knowledgeable about electric cars. What is it that you determined was working in other cars and other models, and what was and wasn't? So what is it that you were able to then put into play with this car?
So when I came on, a lot of the area was around trying to, as I spoke about before, trying to normalize the car as much as we can. Try to get the brakes to feel like a normal brakes, or brakes that would be that you would see on another vehicle, right? Getting that one pedal driving working properly, getting all that we can out of the vehicle to try to get the range that we were looking for. So, you know, there was a lot of, fine tuning. When I came on, a lot of the vehicle had already been sort of decided and designed. We took that and then, pushed it over the finish line to try to get to the best we can in that range, in that space, in the driving feel. My area in particular, as lead development engineer, is a lot of the performance integration. So it's what the customer feels and touches, right? So how does it ride? How does it steer? How does it brake? What range are we getting? What are the charging features like? What is the interface like on the radio? Those types of touchy-feely things kind of fall in my area. So what I was tasked with and was responsible for was to really take this, you know, electric vehicle and make it something that a conventional customer would recognize and be comfortable with.
And was there a discussion at any point about whether or not to have as BMW calls it, a backup generator with the car, or you thought the mileage was maybe sufficient enough that was not even something worth discussing?
We offer two vehicles. We have the Volt, which has our EREV system in it, right, which has the engine and battery and electric motor, right? So the Bolt EV was never intended to be like the Volt. We already have a vehicle that has the a range extending engine in it. The Bolt EV was from the beginning primarily, or was going to be exclusively an electric vehicle. Yep.
Well, now that it's been out and it's out to the public, what are your thoughts on it, and what are some changes you want to, or maybe advancements you want to make?
So the thoughts on it, right, is it's the greatest car I've ever worked on. It's the most exciting car I've ever worked on. It's the most fun to drive. So as far as my thoughts on the car, it's the best. As far as future changes, improvements, I can't talk about what we have planned for the future. You know, we're a year and a half into selling the vehicle, so we'll see what comes in the next couple of years with it.
Well, Todd Bruder, thank you very much for giving us your time.
Thank you.
Todd Bruder is lead development engineer for the Chevrolet Bolt. He spoke with automotive contributor Dan Harmon at the Chicago Auto Show.